Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature songs from the 1960s through the 1990s. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together, Billy Preston and Syreeta together, Gladys Knight and the Pimps, Smokey Robinson, The Temptations, and Boys to Men. Well, first up, a great number one from 1981 from Diana Ross and Lionel Richie, Endless Love. Well, Lionel Richie's eagerness to compose the music for motion picture wound up leading to one of the most successful singles of all time. Its nine-week reign at number one ensured several entries in the record book. At the time of its chart domination, Endless Love was the most successful Motown single of all time. As a corporate entity, Motown had 47 number one singles up until this time, 28 of them on the Motown record label itself. Well, Endless Love remained at the top of the Hot 100 longer than any of them. The runners-up, by the way, were Marvin Gaye's I Heard It Through the Grapevine, which remained on the number one list for 7 weeks, and the Jackson 5's I'll Be There, which remained number one for 5 weeks. Well, Endless Love was the most successful soundtrack single to date. While Debbie Boone's You Light Up My Life had 10 weeks at number one, her version was not in the film. Well, Endless Love was also the most successful duet up until that time. Many number one singles have resulted, like this one, from the one-time-only pairing of two individually successful artists. What's also interesting at this point is that Diana Ross had left Motown record label at this point for the RCA record label, but she was united one-time-only with Berry Gordy's Motown record label. Here are Diana Ross and Lionel Richie, Endless Love, right here on Motown Memories.
There's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
And
I know I've found
Comfort me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Come give me your sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms.
I was half, not whole, instead with none.
Reaching through this world in need of one.
Come show me your kindness. In your arms I know I'll find this. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Lying safe with you I'm born
me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Motown memory from Billy Preston and Syreeta together. That was With You, I'm Born Again. And that reached number 4 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1980 and was from the movie called Fast Break with Gabe Kaplan. By the way, Syreeta was married for a time to Stevie Wonder. And we started with a number one from 81, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together, Endless Love. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs recorded and released from the 1960s through the 1990s. Well, coming up, a great song from Gladys Knight and the Pips, number 19 from 1969, The Nitty Gritty. Well, the original version of The Nitty Gritty had been the debut hit for New York soul singer Shirley Ellis on the Congress record label in 1963. Well, The Nitty Gritty was produced by Norman Whitfield, and his revival of the song for Gladys Knight and the Pimps wasn't quite a smash hit, but it did good business with R&B buyers. Well, Pimps member Merrill Barber Knight recalled, this song was supposed to be for Diana Ross and the Supremes. They let us hear it in the studio one day, and they let us kind of do our own thing to record the song, and ours came out a lot stronger. Well, interestingly enough, Song Studio Records of this song recorded that the track was done on March 18, 1968, and it was assigned to the Supreme. The actual Supreme's lead vocal was recorded in Studio A, and background vocals were recorded at another record company called Golden West on March 19. Well, Gladys had a number 2 rhythm and blues hit with this song and a number 19 hit on the U.S. pop charts. So here is Gladys' version of The Nitty Gritty, right here on Motown Memories.
Why do they say love is blind?
Smokey Robinson with the number 10 hit on the U.S. Billboard charts from 87, One Heartbeat. And we start with the nitty-gritty, Glass Night in the Pips, number 19 from 69. You found the home of Motown memories. We continue to feature songs recorded from the 1960s through the 1990s. Well, coming up, a beautiful song with a tragic background from 1968, I Wish It Would Rain by The Temptations. Well, I Wish It Would Rain was written by Norman Whitfield, Barrett Strong, and a fellow by the name of Roger Penzabin. Well, the song had two working titles. The first one was called At the End of Our Long Hard Working Day, and the second one was I Saw the Light, Life and Breath. Well, tragically, I Wish It Would Rain was also the product of Roger Penzabin's troubled marriage. He committed suicide shortly after the record's release. Well, the Funk Brothers was that great instrumental backup group and really shined in this song. While Jimmy Rufford's passionate lead vocals and the group's rainfall-like backgrounds bring new drama to the Motown sound. Well, here are the Temptations. I Wish It Would Rain right here on Motown Memories.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day I stay locked up in my room. I know to you it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Cause so listen, I gotta cry, 'cause crying eases the pain. Oh yeah, deep with this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying when I go outside. To the world outside, my tears I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain. Let it rain, let it rain. I need rain to dispel the tears in my eyes.
Boys to Men with yet another number one song, this time from 1994, I'll Make Love to You. And we started with The Temptations, I Wish It Would Rain, number four from 1968. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured some great songs from the 1960s through the 1990s. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.